You can always find places to meet up with friends and family. It can happen at a store, for example, a park, a restaurant, or how about the polls on Election Day? Now, the last one can happen when you gain an understanding of how you could be a part of the process that helps people who come out to vote. As New Jersey residents get ready to cast their votes this coming November in a variety of local state races, of course, the ballot questions as well. My first guest this week is here to explain what the duties of a poll worker are and the need for people at the polls in Sussex County, New Jersey. She is the Deputy Administrator for the Sussex County Board of Elections, Ellen Griffiths. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you so much for inviting me to talk about becoming a poll worker up in our county.
Well, I always like to get people involved with the process, whether it's through a campaign before Election Day or at the polls on Election Day. You'll learn more about the Sussex County Board of Elections at sussex.nj.us. And obviously, we know when the election is coming up in November. And Sussex County, it's 119 voting districts. About how many poll workers are needed each election season?
We normally employ 4 poll workers per district, so that's about 450 poll workers.
And as far as assignment, how does that work out? Say if someone applies and they live in Newton.
Well, normally we try to get each poll worker as close as possible to their home. If a opening comes up in a different town, we will call them and let them know about that opening. And if they want to drive the extra 10 minutes, they can. Otherwise, they can wait until an assignment opens up closer to them.
And what does someone have to have or be or to know, in at least initially, to apply to become a poll worker?
Well, the only requirements to become a poll worker, it is very easy. You have to be a registered voter. You have to be able to read and write the English language. You have to be able to add and subtract basic math figures. And we don't have a test on that. That's pretty much common knowledge.
Yeah.
You have to be able to lift about 20 to 25 pounds because that's how much our voting machine weighs. And you do have to set the equipment up and tear it down at the end of the day. And you have to just attend a yearly training class, which we offer free of charge. And that lasts about 2 hours. We have them throughout the county. We'll have training classes in Vernon and in Newton and Hapacon, in Sparta, trying to accommodate all of the poll workers so no one has to travel too far to attend a class. And the classes are actually fun. The majority of our poll workers' feedback tells us that they really enjoy coming to class and seeing everyone and learning all the new stuff that we're always giving them, and yep. They really enjoy the job.
And as you listening know, the voting, the polls are open for a long stretch of the day. There aren't shifts. You're in from start to finish, right?
That's true. The poll workers' day starts at 5:15 in the morning and ends a little after 8 o'clock when the polls close. They pack up all the equipment, and then they can leave. They do get paid $200 for the day. It is not a volunteer service, but it is very rewarding. People enjoy the experience. We have poll workers who've been doing this consistently for 20 or 30 years and never want to give it up.
You know, you guys have to talk to the courts about pays, because poll working versus jury duty, big difference in the payday.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
I think it's still only like $5 for a day on jury duty, and it feels like a lot longer than 15 hours.
Yes, you know, for retired folks, it's nice because it gives them Christmas money or holiday money or summer spending money for the June primary.
And we're talking with the Deputy Administrator of the Sussex County Board of Elections, Ellen Griffiths, about poll workers, the needs, the requirements, and what to do to get in on it for Sussex County. And more info is at sussex.nj.us. And if you're listening around the other parts of the states, you can always approach your county offices to find out if there's a similar need and opportunity to work the polls, encourage voting, and put a few extra bucks in your pocket, which that's not a bad thing either. Do you find, Ellen, that a lot of people do it once and keep coming back every year? Do you have a lot of repeaters?
Yes, most of our poll workers are repeaters. What we find is every year, depending upon what their schedules are, they may be on vacation during election week and can't work, or they may get sick overnight and they'll call us the day before that they can't work, and a good percentage of them retire every year. So we're always looking to replenish our list. we find that out of the 450 that we appoint, within the 30 days before, we are replacing about 10% of that list. So we are always looking for new people to step up and fill in.
And as far as the commitment, because we have the primaries, which have since come and gone, and the general in November, but if we were talking, let's say, in February, would someone have to commit to both the primary and the general, or can you do just one?
Oh, absolutely. You can do only one, or you could skip a year if it doesn't work in your schedule and tell us that you want to be asked to work the following year. There are times when a school will have a special school election, so there might be a third election. We have years where there's five or six elections in 1 year, and every election you're starting over, so you have the choice to work. You're always appointed if you're on the list, and then if you can't work, we'll take you off temporarily and replace you for that just one election.
Yeah, the last couple of years we've had a few special elections, and as you said, Ellen, it's and the fast turnaround, too, which I know for you guys was just a real fun time a couple of times.
Oh, yes. That year was a very interesting year in our office.
I'm sure of that. Wrapping over time with Ellen Griffiths, who is the Deputy Administrator of the Sussex County Board of Elections, sussex.nj.us. Talking about poll workers, what they do, how you can do it. And again, this is for Sussex County where need is, but certainly check the county that you are residing in and see if there's a similar need and way you can get involved with the helping the election process coming up in November. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Along with poll workers, Ellen, are there election officials in each polling area, or is there an official available should a challenge or a problem come up that the poll workers aren't left hanging in the wind or offering the best thing to say, well, I'm not sure, so sorry, you can't? You know, is that always avoided?
No. The way Sussex County operates on Election Day is we have 11 what we call runners or super poll workers, and they have their area where they will travel all day from polling place to polling place within their area to check on things and make sure everything is working properly, make sure the poll workers are okay without any problems. But also what we stress to all the poll workers is help is a phone call away. Everyone in our office is here at 5 a.m., and our job that day is to sit by the phone and wait for phone calls. In case they need anything, we can help them right over the phone.
So if someone's listening right now and they're saying, you know what, that sounds like fun, and the $200 for the day, that ain't bad either, even for 15 hours. How can they get in on this?
The best way to reach us is to call us. If they call us, 973-579-0950, that's our main office number. Anyone here can help them get started. If they are very, very interested and want to just stop by and talk more about it, one of us can sit down and talk to them. It is a very fun way to get to see your neighbors and get to partake in the election process. It is a fascinating field, and like I said before, everyone really enjoys the day.
And even though the free training is scheduled for September, space is limited, as they so often say. So if this is something that sounds of interest to you, don't delay, don't hesitate. Call 973-579-0950 on the next weekday or at your earliest convenience and find out more and become part of the election process to make sure that the system works and the voting takes place and everything takes place as it is supposed to. Again, it's 973-579-0950. Learn more about becoming a poll worker in Sussex County. And if you're listening elsewhere, call your county office and see what similar opportunities are available in the county that you reside in. We'll be joined this morning by the Deputy Administrator for the Sussex County Board of Elections, Ellen Griffiths. Ellen, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris. Have a great day.